No. The best concert music, my friends, is as profound, as insightful, as representative of the intellectual cutting edge of its day as the works of Newton, Shakespeare, Pasteur, and Freud were in their day. So, let us please begin. First, I would map out our game plan for the remainder of this first introductory lecture. The first thing we will do is deal with definitions and distinctions, important terms and important distinctions. Secondly, we will explore what I call my four basic tenets, my four basic assumptions of Western music as a mirror. Thirdly, we will discuss the three-prong attack we will take to the music under study in this course. Fourthly, I will offer some heartfelt apologies. And lastly, we will discuss this strange and misunderstood creature called the composer. Onward then to definitions and distinctions. This is a course about Western music, that is, European-based music. We must avoid cultural chauvinism, and we must understand that there are ancient and substantial musical traditions in China, in India, North and South, in Indonesia, even in the tiny Himalayan kingdom of Bhutan. We, however, are limiting our study to Western, that is, European-based music. I would tell you a funny story and a true story. For many years, I taught a freshman course to non-music majors, a basic music appreciation course at the University of California at Berkeley. And one year, I got back a student evaluation that read, generally, yes, enjoyed the course, the teacher was funny, liked his enthusiasm, but we never listened to any Western music. And it took me a little while to figure out that this future leader of America had expected all semester Hank Williams. We will not make that error now, will we? Western means Eurocentric in this case. Definitions. Concert music. Concert music is that music most likely to be heard in one of our reanimation facilities, a concert hall, an opera house. Now, usually we hear the term classical music, but classical music is a misnomer, and it is misused if we use it to refer to this great range of concert music. Classical music properly is the music written between 1750 and 1827, music written during the classical era. Or perhaps classical music would be ancient Greek music. But let us use the infinitely more appropriate term concert music to address this grand and magnificent repertoire that we will study. It's a detail, but a worthwhile detail. A distinction we must draw, and a distinction that is problematic, is between concert music and popular music. Please, the difference between concert music and popular music. Well, often there is little or no difference at all. I want to play you at the piano very briefly two contemporary compositions, one of them written in 1788 and the next written 8 years later in 1796. For us today, these are both examples of concert music, because they're by dead European males. However, in their time, one of them was considered a fearsome, progressive bit of concert music, and the other was considered a much more popular work. Which do you think was the more popular? Which the more serious? I would start with Beethoven's Piano Sonata, Opus 13 of 1796. First movement, that is, the first self-standing section of music within this otherwise three-movement composition. And excuse that cutoff, but continue we must. Well, is this popular or is this serious? This is very serious, very profound, and in its day, this was considered dangerously modernistic. Certainly for our ears, it displays Beethoven's typical heavy-dutiness.